measles continues to infect people across the United States. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there have been 764 cases in 23 states this year alone. More than half of them are in New York City. No cases have been reported in Wisconsin to date. But state health records show that more than 11,000 students in Milwaukee Public Schools alone are not fully vaccinated against measles and other diseases this school year, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And across Wisconsin, about 15% of residents haven't received the full MMR vaccine, according to the State Department of Health Services. Measles was declared eliminated in the U.S. by the Pan American Health Organization in the year 2000. But our guest says that the U.S. could soon lose that status if the number of cases continues to rise. Renee Nahara is an epidemiologist and associate scientist at Johns Hopkins University. He's also the editor of the vaccine website, The History of Vaccines, an educational resource from the College of Physicians of Philadelphia. Dr. Nahara, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So why this sudden surge in measles? Do we know how it started?
Yeah, so it's a combination of several factors. Number one, vaccine hesitancy has really peaked in the United States. Now more than ever, there are parents who are concerned about the alleged side effects of vaccination, and they stayed away from vaccinating their children. This information has been going around on social media for some years, but now it's reached a peak. Number two, there's measles everywhere in the world right now for different reasons. So, for example, in Venezuela, it's because the public health system has collapsed due to the civil unrest. In Madagascar, there's a very big epidemic with several thousand children dying there because the vaccine is unattainable. In Europe, there's a combination of vaccine hesitancy and decreased access to the vaccine as well. And so people have traveled from the United States, people who are not vaccinated have traveled from the United States and brought it back to their communities where there are concentrated numbers of children in particular who are not vaccinated, and they brought it back. And now it's spreading in those communities. And even as we found out recently from New York City, it's now getting into outside of those communities as well.
So what exactly is the measles? I think most of us know to think of that red rash, but really what is it and what kind of damage does it cause to someone?
It's a respiratory infection. So you transmit it through the air. Somebody who is infectious a couple of days after being infected, and certainly before some of the first symptoms, they sneeze or they cough and the measles virus floats in the air and then somebody else picks it up. The virus enters through the respiratory system into the body, through your lungs, your throat, your nose, into the body, and then it spreads throughout the body, and it affects the bone marrow, and it reproduces there as well. So, you know, if for the vast majority of people, it's not a complicated disease. If by complicated, you know, we mean like a high chance of death. It's not that. However, it does cause fever, body aches, pain, and in about 1 in 1,000 cases, death, and about 1 in 1,000 cases, encephalitis, which is a swelling of the brain. And then there's other complications such as ear infections, pneumonia, et cetera. And so when there used to be plenty of measles in the U.S., I'm talking before the vaccine era in the 40s, 50s, you'd have upwards of 500,000 people, mostly children, coming down with it. And then within those, you'd have hundreds of deaths. And once the vaccine came on board and people adopted it widely, those numbers of cases dropped to just a few hundred a year. And the number of deaths really hasn't been there, mostly because of the effect of the vaccine.
We're talking with Renee Nahara. He's an epidemiologist and associate scientist at Johns Hopkins University. We are talking about whether the measles are back for good. And Dr. Nahara, one of the things that we talked about is that 15% of Wisconsin residents have not received the full vaccine. What is the course of vaccination to make sure that we are protected against the measles?
In the United States, the recommendation is to vaccinate around 12 to 15 months of age. So a child 1 year of age, you know, usually goes in for their checkup and they get it then. And then one more time before elementary school or in the first year of elementary school, because it's usually a requirement for schools in most of the states in the United States. And there is no requirement for the vaccine further on in life, although that is being discussed now in light of the situation with measles. And to a certain extent, the MMR vaccine, the second M in the MMR is mumps. And so we've seen a resurgence of mumps as well, and people who are vaccinated. And that's probably because they are no longer boosted. And what I mean by boosted is that they because the vaccine has been working so well, you don't get exposed to people with mumps anymore. And so your immunity wanes after a while from not being exposed to people in the community with it. And so there is some discussion that there might be a recommendation coming down the line for a third MMR right after high school and before entering college.
So as we said, Wisconsin has not had a confirmed reported case of measles in this outbreak. But is it pretty much just a matter of time? Are we bound to see it here?
Well, it depends. It depends on it depends on where those 15% are spread out. If they're highly concentrated in one community or in one area, then yeah, you have a very high chance of seeing it, because the measles is incredibly infectious. It is one of the most infectious viruses out there. It's even more infectious than influenza and Ebola. Somebody with influenza, they infect one or two people on average, just walking around. Somebody with Ebola infects about one other person. Well, the measles infects 18 people. So one person is capable of infecting up to 18 people. That just tells you how infectious it is. And because it is that infectious, we need about 93 to 95, it would be better if we're higher than that, but between 93 and 95% of a population to be immunized, so that community immunity kicks in. And the people who are not able to get immunized because they're either too young, you know, children under one year of age, or too sick to be immunized, cancer patients, people with advanced HIV/AIDS, they will be protected by other people being immunized around them. And so when you talk about the 15%, the question there is, where are they? Are they concentrated in one community, or are they spread out enough that the community immunity from other people getting the vaccine is protecting them as well? And so, you know, that's kind of something that would need to be looked at in much more detail.
The measles outbreak has health officials at the University of Wisconsin-Madison thinking about requiring students to get the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, that MMR that you mentioned. Right now, UW says that it's just recommended. Most of the other Big Ten schools do require it, with the exceptions of opting out due to religious beliefs or medical reasons. What advice would you as an epidemiologist give to the decision makers at UW?
Well, the vaccine has an excellent safety record. A lot of the concerns about the MMR vaccine causing autism, that is no longer a concern as far as science goes. The science has been settled on that. As far as any of the secondary side effects of the vaccine, they've been disproven. The vaccine has been around since the 1960s, so we're going on 50-plus years of evidence that, billions of people have received it, and really we haven't seen anything bad from it. So the recommendation would be that if you have a population at your university or your school that is under immunized, then it would be a good public health practice to encourage them to be caught up, not only for themselves, but again, for those people around them that are not able to get vaccinated because of medical reasons, and so that they protect their community as well. That said, it's easier said than done, because we have, unfortunately, a cultural debate on the issue of immunizations. But I am encouraged in that a lot of young people seem to be doing proper research with accredited sources on the Internet and coming to the decision of getting caught up on their immunizations when their parents chose not to immunize them.
What if someone really doesn't know what their immunization record is for whatever reason? What's the best course of action then?
It would be to talk to their healthcare provider. Their physician would be the best person to advise them on whether or not to get caught up all over again with the immunization schedule. It varies on a case-by-case basis. Most of us, we know what our immunization status is because it was required for school and our schools kept a vaccination record. Other people, I understand, they travel and they don't keep their records with them. And so then that would be a conversation to have with a physician of saying, look, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is where I live. Would it make sense for me to get caught up with my immunizations to lower my risk of these diseases?
And very briefly, do you expect this outbreak to get worse before it gets better?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. Like I said, the measles is very infectious. One person can infect up to 18 other people. There is a lot of pockets of vaccine hesitancy around the entire country that where we haven't seen the measles yet. And so I'm pretty sure that it's going to be coming to them. So, yeah, we're going to see. It's a record-breaking year already. We haven't seen this much measles in 25-plus years. So it's going to be a little bit worse. But hopefully public health response is robust enough And people do come to their senses when it comes to immunization, and they take us up on our recommendations that are based on evidence and on science.
Well, Dr. Nahara, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Dr. Renee Nahara is an epidemiologist and associate scientist at Johns Hopkins University. We talked with him about the current measles outbreak in the U.S., which, according to the CDC, stands at 764 cases in 23 states.